Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Very interesting article in an online magazine called AskMen.com about stripping for your woman. Now, what does that mean? It means that women, wives, girlfriends would like to see their men do a little sexy strip dance for them. And there's a number of places where you can actually learn how to dance seductively for your woman. And there are also groups of dance studios that'll teach you these things. Chris Norton is president of Chris Norton Entertainment, who will teach men how to do this kind of seductive dancing. You also do some mobile DJing, isn't that right, Chris?
Yes, I do. So we're available for parties, dances, bar. I can never get that word, bar.
Bar mitzvahs?
Yes, sir. We have a number of different entertainment options at Chris Norton Entertainment. This, showing women how their men can dance sexy for them, is the newest aspect of our business, because it is overlooked in the relationships between men and women. I think we often think the women are the ones that are supposed to be sexy, but men can be sexy too, as we teach at our out studios as well as our in studios.
So you'll go to the home and teach the men?
What we do is we find out what the women like to have the men do. And we found the women want to have their men be a little unpredictable and be a little different. And the women that I've talked with, and in some instances, what's happening in America right now is a lot of marriages are on shaky ground. And I'm a single man, and I don't want this to reflect badly on women, but I have slept with, because I'm single, but I have slept with a lot of married women, and that is a tragic aspect to the decline of marriage, that they're seeking the company of men extramaritally because their men are not sexy.
You're saying that you have slept with married women? I mean,
yes, sir, I have. Yes, sir, I have.
All right. Well, what has that got to do with your business? In other words,
well, what it does, Mr. Henry, is it teaches me what women want, because there's a lot of unhappy women out there, married women that are unhappy.
So your business, in other words, Chris Norton Entertainment, teaches men how to dance for their wives. Is that right?
An aspect of our business does, but with a twist. With a twist. I dance first for the wife so that she can approve of the moves that I will then, our Chris Norton Entertainment teachers will then teach the men. So I dance first for the wife. She watches the moves. Then she'll tell me which moves she likes, which ones she doesn't, and which ones she wants me to teach her husband. I know how successful I am sexually, and I want to pass it on to guys. I want guys to have the same success as I have, but a lot of guys have trouble being sexy for their woman. They think that just walking in with, you know, naked into the bedroom is enough. It's not, guys. It's not. That's why a lot of women are experimenting unfortunately you'll be seeing this too, a lot of women are experimenting with other women. And you're going to be seeing, tragically, a lot more lesbian sex probably in the next couple of years. I think it's tragic because there's so many good marriages out there.
All right. So, a lot of women are experimenting with other women.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. My wife, Maria, her best friend took your course, and she confided that there is some disrobing on the part of the woman.
Well, let's just back up. Women are so used to having to lie about what turns them on, faking certain physical responses, that it's tough to know. So what I ask is that they either remove their top, and this is a little bit out there, but there is no sex involved, and I want to be very clear. I'm not having sex with these wives. These are the wives of men that they want to teach to dance sexy, but I want to know if what I'm doing is going to turn them on, so their husbands would be turned on.
Okay, so you walk into a person's home. Is the husband there? And I'm getting the feeling that the husband isn't there?
No, this is a surprise for him.
All right, so now you're in a woman's home, and you're asking her to disrobe. Is this correct?
Okay, there is no sex involved, Mr. Henry.
No, I know that, but are you asking her to take her clothes off?
No, sir, I'm asking to remove either the top or her underwear so that I can see certain physical responses. I can assure all the husbands out there, I never lay a hand on these women. There's no sass, but I do monitor their bodies for reaction, because if I'm doing my job...
You're monitoring their bodies for reaction?
Yes, sir, but that's what makes Chris Norton Entertainment such a specialized field. I customize for the ladies. It's very important to understand.
So they take off their top or...
Or their underwear.
Or their underwear, and you're monitoring for certain physical responses? All right. Hold on. I want to give our number out here, Chris. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Would you like your husband to dance sexy for you? Chris Norton will teach him how, but first he dances for you, the woman of the family, to find out if what he's doing is the right thing. Are you successfully, I mean, are you actually going into women's homes and they're gladly taking their tops off?
Well, sometimes I need some coaxing. But I have to tell you, and I don't mean to be egotistical, but I am very good looking, and I put women at ease. I loosen them up. Women, when they see me, automatically get loose. Areas of their body will loosen just because I am handsome. And
well, what would you say to a man who is not necessarily happy about his wife taking her clothes off?
First of all, I think you're being inaccurate. We're not asking...
Okay, you're not asking her to take her clothes off. It's either the top or her underwear.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
What do you say to a man who's not happy about that?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I do is I bring a six-pack of Seagram's YY Spitzer, and sometimes women like that. But I would say there's no pain, no gain. I rock and roll. I teach men how to turn on their wives in a way that's never been done before. I get the reaction of the wife first. So the dance that I teach is customized specifically for his woman.
All right, and the big question...
I mean, for women are so desperate to be happy in bed, and most men just do not pleasure their wives. The first thing you need to do is teach them to dance sexy, to have a sexuality. And the only way I know that what I'm going to teach their husbands is going to have an effect on them is to see some physical reaction. That's why I do ask them with great respect to either remove their top or their underwear, and that way I can see what's going on.
All right, the big question that I got to ask you is, do you take your clothes off?
No, sir, I do not. I strip to a tank top and my underwear, and that's it.
You take off all of your clothes except for a tank top and some briefs or something?
Yes, sir, brief underwear. There's nothing sexual. I do need for the woman to remove part of her clothing for that.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, and I know that you have some of the music there, and you're going to demonstrate a little bit of what you do with your dance routine.
That is correct. And again, Phil, I think you're not fair when you emphasize there is no sex.
All right, I know that you're not having sex with these men's wives, but what you are doing is you're asking the woman to remove part of her clothing so you can see a certain reaction that she's having physically.
That is correct.
All right, I don't want you to get graphic.
No, I won't.
But I think we could probably imagine. And then you will do a dance. She'll approve of the moves?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want the women to approve of the moves so that we know when we finally take the men in the studio and teach them to dance for their wives, they're doing exactly, and I mean exactly, what the woman wants to do.
All right, Chris Norton with us. Very unusual and unorthodox entertainment company where they will teach men how to dance sexy for their wives by first dancing sexy for the wife themselves, finding out what she likes, and then teaching it to the men. Sounds innocent enough. He says that there is no sex involved at all with the woman, although they do request that the woman remove some of her clothing so they can, quote, tell if there are certain physical reactions that are being manifested.
And one more thing, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
If a woman does not show some sort of arousal when I dance, then I tell her that there's nothing that I can do for her, and I only take the deposit then.
So that, well, how much is this?
Well, the entire course is $800, but we do ask for a $200 deposit.
So if she doesn't get excited by what you're doing...
Then there's no charge except we do keep the deposit. But I can guarantee you this.
You keep the $200.
Right, but I can guarantee you women will be very happy, I think, with what we can do for them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. As the summer months approach and as people relax, and I guess they're getting more into thinking about romance and sex, Mr. Norton's company will teach your husband, or you guys out there, he'll teach you how to dance sexy for your wife by first demonstrating for the woman. Now, I told you that a best friend of my wife had him come in and show her, you know, what he would do. And that's what I found out about this disrobing thing, where they ask the woman to take off a part of her clothing so they can, quote, see if the arousal is happening. 1-800-449-8686. In a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more with Chris. He's also going to demonstrate some of the dance moves. I don't know that I'm happy with everything that he is saying. It's one of the things we do in our program. We try to expose some businesses bring them into the light of day and make sure that they're what you would want to bring into your own home. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with us from Chris Norton Entertainment on how to arouse women with a sexy dance. And he'll teach men how to dance sexy so that their wives will get aroused. But the difference, Chris, is you do it for the women, right?
Yes, sir.
Why not just teach the guys?
Because, again, we have to know exactly what turns the women on. And also, women are like... If you know women the way that, you know, I mean, I know women, and they're like Pavlov's, I think it's Pavlov's dogs?
Yes, Pavlov's dogs. In other words, they're reactive?
Yeah, there's a certain thing that a woman will react to sexually if you know what you're doing. And dancing sexy, believe me, is the way to get a woman to react. Most men are not familiar with that. I am. And the reason why I am is because I've just spent a lot of years being around a lot of women. And the other thing, as I mentioned at the beginning, Mr. Henry, is nothing that I'm proud of, but it is part of my ability to arouse women. I've, you know, for good or for bad, I've slept with a lot of married women. And
yeah, so you were saying. So that gives you some insight?
Well, don't get angry. No reason to get pissed.
I'm not pissed. I mean, but you already said that you...
That's what I do. In my experience, the only way a woman can be excited is if a man dances for her first. That most women fake orgasms. They fake their responses. The way you really know when a woman's turned on, if you can do a sexy dance for her, and fortunately it's something that I know how to do and something that we can teach the guys.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is our number in The Phil Henry Show, and you are going to give us an example of your style?
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, I can't do it for you in the studio there.
But you have the music, right?
Yes, I do. What we do is we use a very tasty piece of Euro pop called Too Sassy. Lance Germain's series, my business manager. Go ahead and hear
it. I'm too sassy.
Can you hear that, Phil?
I love...
Yeah, turn it up a little bit.
I love going to leave.
Now, here I go. I'm just going to... Yeah. Okay. All right, the first thing you want to do is just get loose. Just kind of loosen up the body. Get very loose. Use some moves that a woman will immediately recognize. Now, right here, I bend over and I grab my ankles.
My shirt.
Now, I bend over and I grab my ankles. Now, 2, 3, 4. Now I do a leapfrog over a chair. Now what I do is I bring along a copy of a...
Are you in a studio right now doing this?
I'm in a dance studio now. Next thing that you want to do right here, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Now I'm doing jumping jacks. I'm doing jumping...
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I dropped the phone. I got a headpiece. Kill it for a minute. I'm sorry, get a headpiece in for my phone if you don't.
Okay,
so this way I can talk to you and I can dance at the same time. I'm sorry, Phil.
If you got a handheld phone, it's kind of tough, huh?
Yes, it is.
By the way, we're talking with Chris Norton from Chris Norton Entertainment. He will demonstrate sexy dances for women so that they can approve of these dances so he can teach the husbands, right?
Yes, then we teach. I don't teach the husbands. We have a staff of teachers that teach the husbands. I only work with the women. I'm not interested in working with men, but I will. I do the initial consultation with a wife, then I teach the men because they're... I don't teach the men because they're intimidated by my sexuality, most of them. So
you do not give personal instruction to the guys?
No, sir, I don't.
And that's because they're intimidated?
Most guys that meet me know that I got a lot going on, and they get intimidated. They don't loosen up, and I need for them to loosen up.
All right, go ahead. Do you have the music there?
I got it right here. We go.
I am too sexy for my love.
Yeah, okay.
Too sexy for my love. Love okay. Going to
this is phase 1, 3, 4. Boom. I'm bending over, and I'm grabbing my ankles now. Also, Phil, one of the important things for a lot of guys, continually purse your lips and form the letter O with your mouth. Just go, and breathe, you know, like that. Okay, now, I do a leapfrog over the chair. Now, the other thing I do, and this is something that's unique to Chris Norton Entertainment, we do some Macarena-style arm movements.
I can't envision this.
That's okay. Okay, now, I bring along a copy of a Harlequin romance novel. And women love to read these books. What I do is I clench it right between my buttocks cheeks and hold the book between the cheeks. 2, 3, 4. Now I'm doing stretch.
I'm sorry, what are you doing?
I'm doing stretches. I'm just doing stretches.
Okay, kill the music for a minute, all right? Kill the music for a minute.
Kill it, Lan. Lan? I'm sorry?
You're doing stretches?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Now I take my finger and I stick it in and out of my ear. In and out. In and out. One of the things I'm able to do here, Phil, I'm going to do this a big move. I can turn the pages of the Harlequin romance with my butt muscles right now. And I know you can't see this, but this is...
Chicks dig this, huh?
Well, a lot of guys... these are just moves, Lance, turn down. These are moves, Phil, that I have found have been successful that a lot of women wanted me to do.
On the couple. Yeah, on the couple.
Now I grab my ankle, I hold it, and as simple as that, it's very sexy. And now I'm up on my toes. Now I eat a peach, which is very suggestive. I have a peach here. I just let the juice drip down my face. Yeah. Now, a lot of women, as crazy as this sounds, give me the hula hoop. As crazy as this sounds, a lot of women like me to use a hula hoop. So, okay. Okay, so right now,
what are you doing now, man?
I've got a hula hoop. And then I have two major final moves. Okay, here's now I'm juggling fire.
Okay, man, if you got fire right now.
Yeah, now a lot of neck rolls, rolling the neck and sticking out the tongue. Roll the neck, stick out your tongue. Roll the neck, stick out your tongue. Kill it. Last, turn it down. This is very important, Phil. I wanted to let the guys know. It's very important that you do a lot of neck rolls and you stick your tongue out while you're doing it. Go ahead, you can try it in the studio, Phil.
Okay, so what am I doing?
Do some neck rolls and stick your tongue out.
I feel like a jackass.
Well, I know, because the sensuality is probably not there, but you can work it up. Okay.
I am too sexy.
2, 3, 4, 2. See, I forgot where I was now. Okay, what did I do last, Phil?
I think you were in the hula hoop. No, you were juggling fire.
All right, okay, so put that down. Okay, now I have two major final moves. The first one I'm going to do right now.
Yeah.
Okay, what I just did, Phil, is I turned around and spanked myself with a hairbrush. Now here comes the big final move. Get the egg. Get the egg.
Okay, when you say get the egg...
Hold on. Here we go. 2, 3, 4... Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, what I did, Phil, is I did the splits over an egg and I cracked it. And,
All right, so when do the men find out? Do you teach the men?
No, again, once the women have signed their husbands up, then we move them on. I'm sweating.
All right, you dry off there. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton will teach your husband to dance sexy. He'll teach you guys to dance sexy. I'm sorry, Chris.
Lessons are done nude, and I don't want to be naked with a guy, so...
Are you nude in front of the wife?
No, I'm not nude in front of the wife, but when we give the lessons to the men, everybody's nude. Because it helps free up a lot of energy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Chris Norton from Chris Norton Entertainment is with us, and he'll teach men how to dance sexy for their wives, but you first demonstrate it to the women.
That's correct. right. Yeah, and I wanted to review, Miss Harry, what I just did.
Yeah, but this dance you just did is not what you'll do, not what you'll teach every man, right?
No, these are all moves that have proven to be the most successful. These are moves that women enjoy. These are moves that women don't usually see when they go to Chippendales or some of the other male strip places that a lot of women like to go to. So we've taken these moves. These are my own moves. And these are moves that I have pioneered and that I use in the dance moves that we teach to the husbands so that the women can be excited. All right, so I'm going to go through this one more time with your indulgence, Phil.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
I am too sexy for my love.
Okay, 2, 3, 4,
my love.
1, 2, 3, 4. Now I bend over and grab my ankles. I hold it. I'm swinging my butthocks back and forth. Now I leap up. Now I'm doing jumping jacks. By the way, kill the music, Lance. Kill the music, Lance. I want to let everybody know these moves are copyrighted so that no one can steal them. Okay, are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. You, all right, so in other words...
Yeah, these moves are copyrighted.
You copyrighted these dance moves?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, 2, 3.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10. Okay, now I bend over, grab my ankles, and now I'm doing jumping jacks. 2, 3, 4. Now I do a leapfrog over a chair. Now I whip out a copy of the Harlequin Romance that women love to read. And now, boom, I got this clench between my butt cheeks. And I'm holding the book between my butt cheeks.
I'll
kind of hold that move for a while. Now here is something that is completely copyrighted, so people won't steal it. Hold, kill the music for a minute, Lance. Kill it. Okay.
Will you come on, man, all right?
What?
I got it, all right? So you're going to turn the pages of the book with your ass. Is that it?
I'm too sexy.
Okay, here we go.
My love.
Jeez.
Sexy for my love, love.
2, 3, 4. Okay, here we go. All right, now I bend over and I got...
Forget bending over. I got all of that and I got the jumping jacks. Get to the part where you put the book between the cheeks of your rear end.
Okay. 2, 3, 4. Now the book is between the buttocks cheeks. And page turn.
I don't know how you're doing that, man. That's out.
Well, believe me, it takes a lot of... Okay, now I do stretches. I'm grabbing my ankle, I'm holding it, and as simple as that is, it's sexy. Now I'm up on my toes. I'm eating a peach, which is very suggestive, and I let the juice drip down. As crazy as this sounds, a lot of women like this next move, the hula hoop move. Here I go.
Okay.
Then I have 2 major grand final moves. Here comes the first one.
You know,
now I'm spanking myself with a hairbrush.
My little turn on the catwalk.
Now I'm slapping myself with a belt.
On the catwalk.
Okay, here comes the next move. 2, 3, 4. Ow. All right, I just did the splits over an egg and I broke it open. Now I'm attaching bacon strips to my nipples with clothes pegs. And now I'll do a somersault over an open watermelon. I'm pretending I'm a dog peeing on a fire hydrant, and I don't...
Okay.
Well, what, you do that?
That's fine. Turn your...
Lance, turn it off. What?
I pretend I'm a dog peeing on a fire hydrant.
These are all copyrighted moves, okay?
Well, the cats are going to steal those.
But you don't let me slap the side of my hips like Tracy Partridge playing the tambourine. So I do this woo, woo, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the other thing that I do, a lot of the women out there... Oh, here it is. Yeah, I'm having a somersault into an open watermelon.
Forget about it, man. Thank you very much, Mr. Norton. Good luck.
Can I give our phone number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Our number is 2 Chris Norton Entertainment, 213-251-3189.
Yes.
I suppose you're bringing along all the bacon and the watermelon. You got a lot of food in your act, man. You bring that along?
Yeah, we bring along a refrigeration truck.
Okay, great. Unfreaking real. There he goes, Chris Norton. His big final move, he puts bacon strips on his nipples and attaches them with clothes pegs. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Email Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Florida. Florida. A quadriplegic has sued a strip club in West Palm Beach, charging it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act because the lap dance room doesn't have wheelchair access. This clown sued the Wildside Adult Sports Cabaret last month after visiting the West Palm Beach Club on May 9th and June 14th. The lap dance room is only accessible by a short flight of stairs, according to the suit. It also alleges that the counter around the stage where strippers dance is too high, making it difficult for him to see the stage and set down his drink. Police in Florida have charged a naked man who jumped on top of a young family's car and surfed it. The couple and their three-year-old daughter were driving through Jacksonville when the man tried to get in their car. They locked the doors and drove off, but he clung to the bonnet, banged on the windscreen, and started urinating. Florida. He then climbed onto the roof, jumped to the ground, and was found in the road not moving. Police say he tested positive for drugs, but he hasn't yet been identified, according to the Florida Times Union. He was unable to answer questions, but was taken to the jail and booked on indecent exposure and criminal damage charges. Now, what made them think he was on drugs? And what made them think it was necessary to test him? Yeah, you're on drugs. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Well, no, I swear to God. Well, I don't care. Standing on a roof nude, urinating, you're on drugs. Whether you really are or not, you're on drugs. How can you say I'm on drugs? Because any guy that gets on the roof of a car, nude, tries to surf it, and then pees off the side of it, has got to have some biochemical changes occurring in his body. I don't care if it was externally induced. I don't care if it was some kind of a neurotransmitter depletion. You're on some kind of a chemical imbalance here. Florida. All right. A Florida woman is fighting to fulfill her late husband's dying wish to be buried next to his dog in his back garden. Rick Georges told his wife Beverly of his wish before he died of liver cancer in April. He also sought advice from a lawyer about his plans for himself and his pit bull, Bocephius. But the widow's efforts to get the city of Arcadia's permission for the unconventional internment have upset neighbors, caused a family feud, and attracted national media attention. Officials say the plan violates city codes, which would affect property values and set a bad precedent. The city council makes a decision on the matter next month, said Miss Georges. I'm just trying to do what he wanted. He just wanted to be back there with his dog. A family is suing a Florida cruise company, which threw them off a liner for bringing dozens of live bees on board. Florida. They say they were discriminated against because of their Iranian heritage. The Afghani family says the bees were being used to treat two of their children for multiple sclerosis. Some people believe bee venom can treat the symptoms of the illness. The family rebooked, but staff stopped them from boarding again because they found a pressurized carbon dioxide container in their luggage. The family claimed it was planted there. What? Planted there? What? The bee thing is enough. No, I got it. Take this canister of carbon dioxide, stick that in there, and that way we can throw them off, because the Afghanis from Maryland are now suing Miami-based Carnival Cruise Lines, which says the claims are without merit. Security teams first became suspicious. What, so they didn't throw them off because of the bees? Or what are they? Why did they say it? They didn't have bees? They weren't packing bees. Security teams first became suspicious of the couple, their three children, and a daughter-in-law because they kept getting on and off before the ship left port. Family denies this. Around 160 live bees were later found in bottles inside their quarters, and the cruise was delayed for 3 hours while the family were removed. The Afghanis say they drove home hurt and embarrassed after the second incident the following day involving the gas canister. I don't know, Iranians, canisters full of bees, get them off. Get them off. I don't mean to be cruel, but... Florida. Yeah, you know, what are you talking about? You're Iranian. You know, it's the whole 9/11 thing. I'm sure you understand. I don't understand. Well, get the hell out of here, you and your bees. You're giving me the creeps with your bees, all right? Look, I'm not even Arab. I'm Persian. It's fine. It's fine. Just go. Take another ship. Go suck the bee venom out. Stick it in a little container, like one of those water bottles, and then bring it on. Air turns rank by end of tomato wrestling championship. Yes, members of the crowd at Florida's tomato wrestling championship say there was a terrible smell in the air by the time it finished. Eight women entered the competition in Quincy. They wrestled in a huge tub of tomatoes for a $1,000 first prize. An umpire made sure they kept to the rules of wrestling. Only one competitor wore a bikini. Mary Kay Cooksey, who was at the event, said by the end the smell was rank. It was real hot, and the tomatoes had been out all day and then squashed by the wrestlers. That's probably what made it hot there, Mary Kay, and kind of made it smell because they were that got squashed. The contest attracted over 400 spectators to the Bottom of the Hill Lounge Bar. Mrs. Cooksey told the news service the more they wrestled in the tomatoes, the more they turned to juice. How about that? Florida.
I want to try this new segment out.
Okay, what is it?
Bud Dickman's thoughts. Thoughts and feelings from Bud Dickman.
Thoughts and feelings from Bud Dickman?
Yes. Oh, excuse me. This doesn't meet with your approval?
Look, David, you're the boss. I'll do anything you want. I don't know what that means.
It means he's going to come on with his different impressions and observations about life.
Is my show so bad that I need that?
You want the honest answer?
Yes. Go ahead. I know what it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. It is that bad. It is that bad. You got some guy on a couple of hours ago talking about how he's going to run off the earth and sue his wife and kid. I'm trying to groom Bud to be the next Rush Limbaugh. So let him on your show.
You got to be putting me on.
Look, there's a lot of stiff competition. Your show sucks. That's established. Okay, so we need to find the next Rush Limbaugh. And I believe it's Bud Dickman. Damn you to hell, Henry, if you're laughing right now.
I can't help it, okay?
You think that's funny?
Bud Dickman's the next Rush Limbaugh.
Yes! Yes! Suck on that! Now get him on and do it!
Where is he? Come on in, Bud.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, come in.
Is it my turn?
Yes! Sit down!
And don't yell at the tard. Where's the music?
What music?
This is supposed to be Bud Dickman intro.
I gave it to him, Mr. Hall, but he threw it into the garbage and said there's no way he'd put me on his show.
Oh, you did you?
I thought he was kidding. I thought he was joking.
Joking about what?
I thought he was kidding when he said that David Hall approved Thoughts and Feelings with Bud Dickman.
Well, I did approve it.
Have you got the music there, Craig?
Go ahead, Bud.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman, Thoughts and Feelings, and with me is Phil Henry. And today, we're going to...
Wait a minute. I'm not part of this, am I?
Go ahead.
Today, we're going to talk about how a TV show spawned a phrase that will live down through the corridors of time. It's called, Who Wanna Be a Millionaire? You may remember the show, they ask a bunch of questions of people with a million. But there's one phrase that come out of that show. Is that your final answer? Well, there are other TV shows, too, come up with phrases, too. And, Phil, I'm going to ask you which show these different phrases come from.
And this is Thoughts and Feelings.
Just do it!
Okay, Bud. Ask away.
All right. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. What show that from?
Are you going to answer him?
Well, what do you think I'm going to say to him? The Price is Right?
Wrong. Wheel of Fortune. Now, do you see what I'm talking about?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
The guy just said to me...
I heard what he said. He said that, is that your final answer? The statement from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right.
And then he said, I'm going to give you phrases. Tell me what the show is.
Yeah, and he said, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Right. What's the answer?
He said Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, move on to the next one.
Thanks, Mr. Hall. And
wait a second.
Henry, you're up.
Wait a minute. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Wheel of Fortune.
Could it possibly be Price is Right?
No, it said here, Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, well. Where'd you get that, by the way, Bud?
I got off an internet site.
Think they might have been yanking your chain?
Just shut up and let me do it.
Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to buy a vowel.
I'd like to buy a vowel. That's from Wheel of Fortune.
No, Family Feud.
Are you an idiot?
All right, I told you not to call the tart an idiot.
Well, what does he mean, I'd like to buy a vowel? Family Feud.
Mr. Hall, every time I try to do something that's cool on a show, he make me look dumb.
I'm making you look dumb? I'm making you look dumb.
You see, Phil, the problem is you don't like the fact that Bud's going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. And I'm grooming him for that.
Yeah, you got a real winner here, man.
Well, if you're being sarcastic, I'll deal with you later.
How can you have this guy be the next Rush Limbaugh when he says, come on down, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right, is a phrase from Wheel of Fortune.
I think the kid's got great potential. Go ahead, Bud. Give us some of your feelings on the issues of the day. Like, what about them terrorists?
What's he doing?
He's clearing his throat.
I'm clearing my throat.
Oh, will you get to it?
I'm Bud Dickman. I think terrorism is bad. Just get your phone calls on that. 1-800-449-ACIS-ACIS.
What do you think? Jealous.
Hey, Bud, what show is this from? It's the NFL Game of the Week.
Tattletales?
Right.
Very good, Phil. You got into the spirit of it.
Yeah, you got it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.